main thought was, I'm gonna show you.
What were you gonna show her?
So I picked up the phone, I called the police. Yes, I knew where she kept her gun. It was in her bedroom. And so I went in her bedroom, grabbed the gun. I already made the phone call. Looked in the mirror, did like that. Of course, it was like, oh, you know, because I got a little too scared. That was my head. Like, no, no, no. Biggie was on. I'm looking in the mirror, so you could look through the mirror, and the television was behind me. So I was watching the video through the mirror. One More Chance was on. And I think Biggie was already gone or something. So I was just looking. It was like, you know what? Started thinking again. I had to get myself mad and notice that I didn't have to. That's what scared me. How I know I had mental health problems was I pulled the trigger.
Where'd you shoot?
In my chest. Didn't feel the aim for my heart and didn't feel a thing though. So I wasn't going through any pain. It was a shock. I woke up to doom, 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 to the police knocking. That's what woke me up. Mind you, the walls, the ceilings and the walls were white. So when I'm on my back, when you're looking up, probably my eyes probably were open the whole time. I didn't know. I probably had to click and click. As a kid, all you remember is you see the dye, you're going to see the white, and you're going to help. Well, I thought that was the white, the last one. I swear to God, I did. And so then that's when, with that knocking, woke me up out of that.